Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 163, and this is definitely take two of the shambolic tapas. How do you pronounce their site? Well, we were on the gin and tonic. Shambles of last night. We'll never see the light of day, even for us. It was a drunken embarrassment. But I will regale you with my song that even Shane likes. I'm with Shane and Paul. We're going to do this in segments, but we had a lovely, lovely night. Got the train down. It took 14 hours door to door, but it went really quickly, and people are having troubles today getting down on the same route, so apologies for that, but everything worked effortlessly, and it was a joy. And it's a lovely way of travelling, by the mag, random plug. So the problem I had is my head was in full Spanish mode. So everywhere I went, when we swapped over in Paris, I was saying gracias, and so not merci. So I was getting my French and my Spanish mixed up. So I'm very excited for today. We've got a lot of people coming over. I only do one or two a year now, these season regulars. And I actually did some nerdish research and found some bars. And we went in a real proper old school Spanish. And the United ticket staff, who are nice, no grumbles, I'm not going to moan about the concessions, went for a curry. I said, you can't come to Spain and have a curry. A few things I forgot to say after Chelsea, that when Varane went off injured, how appalling, I mean, they're appalling anyway, what a set of fans. That I didn't realise he was crying, but the abuse they gave him as he was escorted around the pitch, at the time I thought, how absolutely pathetic, what's he ever done to you? And what has he ever done? Enjoyed the win against West Ham. Not the performance, but Shane keeps saying resilience. We've responded to Everton, and we know how that West Ham game goes in the final days of Ollie or Ralph. It turns into a turgid late equaliser. And yeah, we want to see better football, and I get the idea that maybe we should have brought Garnacho on, you know, to like counter on the break. But Eric's dealt the cards he has at the moment, so he just went secure the win. And you have 10 of those games a season where you try and win them. So the defence was outstanding. I did think the Maguire thing, it's like we're not having a proper discourse. How do you like that word at 11 o'clock in Spain? But it's like that, he was outstanding. And Nick and me will bicker about this because he said he was sensational and then countered it with poor first half but responded. And I know he did his job, but out of the five at the back, his was, and I get it because he's just come back, but he went in, what concerned me, and it's not a thing because I like him generally, his confidence is shattered, but he went into two lunges which deeply concerned me because that is a fault that he cannot rid from his game. That two lunges that can be costly. And the one by the halfway line, you don't need to be doing that. It's like you're better than that. Right, on the train yesterday I was a bit of a rude git because I left these two at the buffet to rah, 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 drink their beers. But I watched 20 Feet from Greatness. Now, Billy Connolly recommended it to me. He didn't recommend it to me, but he mentioned it on one of his TV shows. And it's about the backing singers and how they were shafted. Phil Spector shafted one of the singers who sang loads of songs, and he just titled it as The Crystals, who didn't sing it. Anyway, really worth watching. And it's 40 years from The Thing, which isn't just one of the greatest horror films of all time, but one of my favourites. So, it's a shout out from me to The Thing. Hello, Shane.
Jesus, that was quite an intro.
Yeah. I'm exhausted now.
It's like nearly kickoff. It was a lovely journey down. We've done the same route down, what was it, 9 years ago last played here? And it's great.
It's quicker, isn't it?
It is a great spot. Yeah, it seems to go quicker, everything. Hopefully, there's a few, I don't know, messaging having problems this morning on Eurostars. Hopefully, they get their connection. But yeah, it was a good journey down. It was a great night out, and it is a great spot for anyone who hasn't been before. It's really good, like bars, food, tapas, can't go wrong, friendly local. So yeah, looking forward to a day, nice to have an extra day here. Football wise, yeah, I thought, like, I moaned a lot about the lack of resilience and sort of, as I usually do, go on about the same stuff, but that's, to me, one of the biggest pluses of this season is that under Ten Hag, he seems to have instilled something in the team, a bit of steel. Basically, probably a combination of some of the new signings adding that, but also the existing players seem to be much more, as you said, they would have crumbled under that pressure that West Ham put us under. I think Martin is you know, everyone gets a bit overly giddy because it's low expectations from what we've had. He has become a bit of a cult hero already, so it's still early days. But
cue the song.
He's been, I'm not singing that now.
You.
Whatever time it is, midday. But he was absolutely superb, I thought, in the last few games. And the thing that doesn't get, which I think I rambled on about last night in the first attempt of this, was he gets kind of a lot of praise for his defensive stuff and the way, he's a battler. But it's also, to me, he's made a big difference in how we move the ball quicker forward. His passing is very rarely sideways. He plays good through balls and it gets us up the pitch a lot quicker, which I think has made a big, big difference to us attacking-wise. I think the only downside is we're just not clinical enough in that final third still. But that will come with time. But it was good. I thought West Ham was good. It wasn't a brilliant performance, but it's good to be grinding out those results.
Here's my betting tip. I don't bet anymore, but the Chelsea fans also weren't happy with Potter, saying he always plays for a draw, which I did think we were the more attacking. Not that I give a toss, but I thought if they're already sowing the seeds, typical Chelsea. A couple of things. I thought the Casemiro thing, Varane had that class and composure but didn't adapt to the speed of the Premier League. And I know it becomes a cliche, this, but what Casemiro has done, if you think where he started Real Sociedad at home, where he looked fat, podgy, and a bit slower, he's suddenly in a two, and it's shown class, and he just looks like, I've said, it's hard to explain what I mean. And the one thing, I did criticise Ralph on this, when he said, we'll win, three games this week, we need 9 points, I fully expect. And I criticised it on this, saying, yeah. But what I liked about Ten Hag, not being there Sunday to be refreshed for this, was he went, what do you expect, from the five games coming up? And he went, well, I want five wins, because that's what football is. You have to win at this club. And I thought, again, people saying he's the best thing since Fergie. I hope that is the case, and I think it might be. But what I like about him is, all the criticism, but he didn't look well in his suit and that. But he just looks like a United manager.
Yeah, I just think that, I said it on the last one, the one before, that the players have been bigger than the manager the last couple of managers, well, probably ever since Ferguson. Now, it is early days. I don't know where he's going to take us to, and obviously we've got all the kind of other constraints at the club under the ownership that we've gone on about before. But with the cards he's been dealt, without doubt, he seems to have come in and gone for, I'm doing it my way, and the players can come along or not. And Ronaldo is a distraction, but maybe it's a blessing that he's got Ronaldo there, because he's the case study.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Even if Ronaldo,
I said that last time.
Even if Ronaldo's going
to
be the,
to the podcast.
Going to be the... Even if Ronaldo's going to...
No, but what I found...
Even if Ronaldo is going to... Yeah. No exceptions, I'm going to stab... But even in the media, he comes across quite quirky, I think, but he comes out and he just is assertive.
Well,
he doesn't hesitate. It's just like...
By the Neville interview in 1958 from the Mag before last, but Neville said, he looks like a bloke that's going to be 15 hours a day watching football.
Yeah.
But that's what we've needed. We don't need fucking Ralph having in a bathtub in fucking West Indies or whatever he was doing.
It's like he's established these rules within the club, and he won't deviate from them. And if you step out of line,
I've got another monologue, if you don't mind. I know I'm annoying. The Maguire, a shame went. What he is, I thought you said he did all right,
yeah.
And then you went, and we've got to realise he's third or fourth choice
defender
who might need to move on. I thought that was well put. The Rashford 100 goals was a great effort. I think that he's done it in 319 games. Told me two things. Showed that he's exactly that. He needs three games where other strikers need two. No, he does, and it's not. But what I also thought is 319 games at 24, now 25. We've really burnt it. It made me think, for you, Paul, the Dennis Law, 100 goals in 110 games. Oh, to have seen Dennis. And even Rude, 100 in 131. We were blessed like my year. What I loved about Thursday, I don't just have sweary Tourette's. When I said to you about anal beads at Chelsea, there is actually a chess controversy, which I can't mention for legal reasons, but research it, that there's accusations of anal beads being used in chess. So I wasn't just throwing out sexual Tourette's. Right, the other thing, what I loved on Thursday, I took Albert. And what the bizarre thing of me going to Euros is I really miss him. He's at that age now. You've got your son with you and you're going, do I miss him?
I really miss him.
And it's only a day, so it's quite a weird. But I took him on Thursday and I thought, it's only his first game this season, his fourth in total, but am I like extenuating my passion for this? You know, he might not get into it. He might go, Dad, fuck off, you know, I don't want to do this, I want to play the guitar. But in the first half, and Chris, Des and David behind me were really nice to him. He got into it, and he was tired, so we left. Shame he didn't see Ronaldo, but I said, at least he's seen two Ronaldo offsides. But he was, like, passionately, and I said, at the end, he went, that's 10 out of 10. And what I loved about Sheriff, we can often say, there's two things to this aside. How many kids were there? Now, some old grumpy bastards might go, half-term. But I'd say there was about 15,000 kids, and that is the next passion. The amount of people, when we sold for 5 minutes, it's his first game. But what it showed was, and why the Glazers will look to the stadium if they do to make millions of money, is that they, United, impressive Europa, can sell out anything. And I know it was half-term, but we are replaceable because there were 30,000 regulars not there, replaced by kids, which is great. So I'm not saying it's a downside, but the Glazers will look at that and go, hospitality, £350. What other thing, I'm on a long monologue, sorry, is Andres Pereira. Now, we knew he wasn't United standard, but what I like is mainly, as a United player, he gets shitloads of stick. We know, but he goes off and he does really well somewhere else. And he shows he's not United standard, but he's Premier League standard. Yeah. And because that run of games, which De Ligt has got, suddenly you become a different player.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Right.
Just one thing.
A family filmed the whole 90 minutes of a Sheriff game on their phone.
That is ridiculous.
And I thought, enjoy the moment. It wasn't the greatest game, but Albert loved it, so we won. But no one in the world is ever going to go, like, going around their house, do you know what I really want to show me? Show me Sheriff at home.
Just on the Rashford thing there, talking to Colin, my son, after Chelsea, but like he does look hungry again. But you have to remember, there was definitely a hangover from the Euros, wasn't it? And like he has been burnt out a little bit, but Luke Shaw had a dip after the Euros as well. And I don't want to be like doomsville, but
can't be done.
After a tournament, players do seem to have a dip sometimes, a bit of a hangover. And like this World Cup is a pain in the arse for us as fans, but it's also a pain in the arse because we are actually building momentum, and all of a sudden that gets disjointed.
Not a pain in the arse for Paul, who's looking at routes to Cadiz. You're just going for a bit of sun in December.
But it needs to, like, it's like we're having to start the season over again, just as we're building that momentum. Yeah. And I think it is a bit of a shame, but
I always said, like I said at the last international break, get to Erik ten Hag to the World Cup with no noise. You know, if the only noise is Ronaldo, then, and what I have found, mention it, is from Newcastle, I look at Ronaldo in a different way going, oh, that's painful to watch him at times. His power in his shot, not the one that went into the Stretford end, but it's like his actual, if you look at the not just the pace, but his actual physical strength is on the wane. So anyway, not saying anything. Right, last few, and then I'll go to Mark.
Well, Mark said it last time, we need, like you said, after Chelsea, we need a centre forward. It's like
me and Nick again squabbled continuously about the Antony thing. Because, and Coggy said on a group, like, you know, if you do it, you've got to do it afterwards. But what I will say is, you were there. What did the kids near me do? They cheered. And we're there to be entertained. Now, it might be daft moment, but we are there at football. We forget it too often to be entertained. And he did something a little bit different. And the ABU's like Souness criticising Martinez passing when he's quality passer. It's absolute shit. It's not a story.
Right, take it off. And I'm surprised he didn't take him off immediately.
Did it offend you?
He did the one, but he didn't need to do the other one, the second one. He thought he was an ice skater.
But what harm is it doing?
Him off for that reason.
Aren't we there to be?
He took him off because it was just a game of half each.
And what's the difference between Neville step over or even Ronnie doing
because
the bit where he does it?
It was just an unnecessary.
I don't get it. It's not. I love you.
I like it.
But I don't get why it wound people up. We're there to
it winds up everyone else, so it keeps on to do it again.
Well,
Do it again this week.
I think it was an unnecessary thing to do. But why are we still? I think it's pointless. I don't think it's something to talk about. Like, not to, no, now, but I don't. It was all blown up in the media.
Absolutely.
It was a nothing thing, really.
We're there.
He's always paid him a half. He was going to do a half each.
But I'm not. Paul's the ante. Paul's the ante. You two are indifferent. But I'm almost like, not against Liverpool, but Sheriff at home, no disrespect. They didn't even bring any bloody fans. They might have had visa issues. Apologies for any Moldovan listeners. But, and I hate Halloween and fireworks.
That's a bit optimistic. Moldovan listeners.
I hate Halloween and fireworks.
I don't like fireworks, but I'm not. Halloween's all right.
Well, I turned the bell off.
Well, American, isn't it? Same the story.
Right, hello, Mark.
All right.
Are you all right?
All right, yeah.
We're going to go on a jaunt.
Eventually.
All right. That concludes. Oh, no. Hang on. Come on, Shane, join in. In 98, a hero was born. He wanted more, so United came along. Lissandro Martinez, butcher of Argentina. Lissandro Martinez. Na, na, na. Come on, Shane.
No,
Gutso.
It was a lot easier to sing it after a few double gins and tonic at like 2 in the morning.
If one of you sings it, you will make me a happy man. Right, we've started the Manchester Mind campaign. I know it's like a tough for everyone. But Mark's going to do... What are you going to do, Mark?
I haven't decided yet, Bonnie.
You're
going to
do something, though. What are you doing, Shane?
I'll do a cycle, like 60K or whatever.
What are you doing, Paul?
I'm
going
to wake
up. I'm going to and I am walking 30K. But seriously, it's a great charity. We all suffer from mental health at times. Life is a roller coaster, as was it Westlife sang? But it is. My anxiety the other week, and down, and then I'm up, and I'm with my mate. But please support Manchester Mind. If you've got any items to donate, and I'll find some things for people, if you can, if we can get to 2,000, it'll be great. All right, take care, everyone. Part two will be a little more drunk. We've been on coffees here. Adios.
I think I need another one.
Only on the second beer, but we've got a little subculture, a subsection of the podcast, which Mark started, or was it Shane? Shane. So he said if... What's it? Drugs and beer were banned. Was that the three vices?
All the good things
in life are bad for you.
And I said those three things are good.
Which provoked a what's it? One of your top three things in the world. To which Shane said he loves a crisp. To which became a conversation of what's your favourite crisp. I held back from Mark dramatic drum music, revealing his favourite crisp because I thought we'd do this. So my favourite crisp. Is I do love an onion ring, Marks and Spencer's, or a Marks and Spence cheese puff, sharing with Albert. Yours is What's It.
Well, no, I'd say What's It's on my
But you
highly,
go daring, I don't think, you? You I put peanuts in with your crisps.
Yeah,
this is controversial.
I like mixing salted nuts in big pack of salt and vinegar crisps with a nice cool beer. It's perfect. So, but I would
in the back as well.
In the packet.
The
yeah,
you shake it around.
I like the inner beer. Don't
was that
beer
old
in,
school
like,
crisp
that
you used to
shake,
put
the, salt and shake. Salt
do you like that?
I used to like when I was a kid, but a bit overweight.
When did you get a crisp fetish?
Probably from the age of 4.
Right, so.
Salt and vinegar Pringles.
I like a McCoy's. Specifically,
a
Mexican chili McCoy's.
I was really built this up, Mark. That's quite underwhelming.
Well, what did you expect me to say?
I don't know.
What did
the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
I'll tell you what I do like, those the crinkle crisps you get abroad. And I don't know why they taste
they
different,
nice, yeah,
but they do
yeah.
taste
yeah.
different. Yeah. Something about
on a hotel balcony with a beer.
With a lemon Fanta.
No, with a cold beer.
Jalapeno and cheese. I think they're Walker's Max.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this.
The most overrated ones are like roast chicken.
Chicken. Pickled onion monster munch. I'd only go like if you haven't had it for 6 months and you think, oh, this is quite nice.
Yeah,
hula hoops all right.
What about a knickknack?
They're nice.
There's a lot of crisps that are overrated. And you know, like the knockoff Nigel ones.
You know the knockoff ones,
they're terrible. The you know, like the missus buys a Walker's knockoff one, and you think, this doesn't even like taste like cheese
remember,
and onion.
Right,
we've gone over our lot of time.
Yeah. But the two wheat crunchies, whoever happens to wheat crunchies, they were great. Yeah. And what were those other ones called?
I saw some of them the other day.
Brannigans?
So a sub tangent
what is the best crisp for a sandwich? Now what's it sandwiches are good, but
I've never done a crisp.
Do you know Skips, the prawn cocktail Skips? They are superb in a sandwich. If you want to be really posh about it, a little bit of seaweed sauce.
I love Skips.
When did this podcast become a Gary Lineker podcast?
No, don't start me off with that.
That's the football element of it.
I liked
Leicester Walker's Christmas.
I liked the anagram the lad did in this mag of Gary Lineker by the mag. Right, can we talk football for 10 seconds? Who's your favourite ever United?
Drum roll. Like, think of the question before you start.
Defender, Martin.
No, winger.
I know.
He's going to go Kanchelskis.
Very easy.
Lee Sharp.
Yeah. But it depends who you're asking. Who's my favourite to
watch? I'm asking you.
But who's my favourite, and just for the cult bit, but best to watch? Ronnie, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard because he's like, he's the greatest player you've ever seen,
but he wouldn't be my favourite player. It depends who you're asking.
Anthony with his 12s. Go on,
Paul. not Anthony with his 12s. Oh, I'm trying to put so many in there.
So my favourite, without doubt, is Steve Coppell.
Oh, yeah.
But probably the best I've watched, like wing. I always Ryan Giggs when he first came on the scene. Yeah. I thought was something else.
I would say I think Coppell, because I mean he did it consistently after the first few injuries. But the one in proper. And like why people love him today, proper got people excited like I've never seen was Kanchelskis. And maybe because we'd had four or five years of dreary football, that suddenly this revolution. He didn't care about defending until like 3 years down the line.
So much pace.
He was just cutting in.
He seemed to score every time he did.
But Coppell was like that. United side was the one that I first supported. So it's like the team you fall in love with. Yeah.
Paul, you got.
You'd have to say for longevity and everything, you'd have to say Giggs, but
who's like
who's your best is who's your favourite?
Yeah. The obvious, look on.
Well, my favourite, got a bestie, didn't you? But he played everywhere. So.
Well, I thought George Best was the best player that ever lived, and you just pick Giggs.
No,
don't make me much set. No. But the one thing I would say, the obvious answer you're going to say is Bobby Charlton. To take Charlton out of the equation, who's the best shooter of a ball you've seen at United?
Mark Lowen.
So minus Hughes, I think he could well hit.
He was a favourite of that side. I love like Hughes.
I tell you, kicks, Dennis Irwin.
What about Rooney? He could ping a ball. Look at the Newcastle volley.
Well, Cantona scored a few outside the box.
I mean, to be fair, there's an argument to say Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
We are blessed, aren't we? We are blessed as a club. We moan all the
Darren
time
Gibson
about like French passes.
Darren Gibson doesn't get mentioned.
Fred will tell you apart.
But it's like we are. It's like the train thing, you know. Like United is so many.
They can all do it if they connect.
A glorious day, which is beat all the predictions. We've done a massive trade.
We've just walked around the beach. There's people on the beach swimming.
And like that's we are all here because of the football team.
I'm optimistic for no rain tomorrow.
Hopefully. Imagine if we've been in t-shirts for 2 days and everyone comes and it's pissing down. That's not very nice. And right. Okay. Anything else?
We're getting tapas. Happy days.
Getting food.
Yeah. Right. So,
what are we?
Tell me about yourself.
We left.
Your name is
Andy.
And where are you from?
Norfolk. Cromer. Right. Where the crabs are. Near where the seals are, Barney.
That's a beauty.
Horsey, where the seals are. There you go. So we left Cromer at 9 o'clock on Tuesday night.
You mad bastard.
And drove all the way, and we arrived at 3:30 on Wednesday afternoon.
Did you
non-stop.
Do it all yourself?
Yeah, I did a lot, yeah.
What did the rest do?
Sleep, snore, and open me up and say, can we stop for a piss? Fucking cunt. Especially my boy who stops every 10 minutes for a piss. So yeah, that was us. So they went out last night.
Why do you do it then?
It's United, man, isn't it? Yeah, but you know what? Four of us, it's cost us £600. Do that on a flight, it's not happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So happy days. Bit of time off work and do it. Always drive when I can.
No, and I see you all the time, and this is a Cockney talking to you.
Yeah, exactly that, yeah.
But it's like,
well, I'm not really a Cockney, I'm actually from Brighton, but live in Norfolk. Everyone out there thinks I'm a Cockney.
Why United then?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
Because when I was a little boy, I read the Munich story, and I didn't even really know what football was all about then, was it? I don't remember the 70 World Cup. I was born in 63. Don't remember the 70 World Cup, but I know by the time United got relegated, I was already a Red, having read the Munich story. And my boy had no fucking choice.
You didn't look a day over 59.
Yeah, exactly that. You trying to trap me up, son, or what?
Hey?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, it's fucking working.
How have you done this?
Oh, we didn't go to Peasants Way. We actually flew. You know? Yeah, say that when you want to live
I, and this isn't... I've got a few things. sensible Barney Tuesday night, you know, 1 o'clock, bars closed.
Yeah.
Dickhead Barney came out last night. Where's the last bar? 5 o'clock, feel terrible. Mario, my hairdressing bastard of a mate, says I talk too much and I interrupt everyone on this. So fuck off, Mario, for that kind comment.
I don't even Mario is, but fuck off.
Yeah. I'm confident today. I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to get the 2-goal margin.
I think
this is Eric Seven.
Like
that's not the beer talking, that's just.
Yeah,
but they always. I know the Euro away, the traveller, I don't want that extra game.
No, I know. You want a day out, day off, rest. You know what gets me though? You know what we're like when we're fucking 1-0, like we were at West Ham, 10 minutes, Keystone fucking cop. We go 2-0 up tonight, 10 minutes to go. Oh, mate, I want to walk out and
I did
watch
a bit
it.
Yesterday, but my thing is, we were drawing those games, so that's where it's both. It's not United yet, but it can't be. You cannot go from 6 months ago to Brentford to this.
We are moving forward, right? Ten Hag's the fucking man.
Yeah.
Ten Hag's the bollocks. He's doing the bollocks.
Yeah, I like him.
We're not there yet. We haven't even got a fucking centre forward. Of course we can't do it.
No wonder you're on the coffees for the drive back
tomorrow. I know, I'm getting ready. All right, here we go.
Great though, love it.
Prediction. 3-1. That's it.
I love it though.
Rashford hat-trick.
You know, like, obviously I'm going to say that as a cockney hat. United is a broad shirt, and I just wish everyone got along better.
Ah, exactly that,
peace
mate.
Peace to the world. Right, I'll see you at some stage. So for £10, I'm going to £25 pool. Who never goes cinema, hates films, hates TVs, the Michael Owen of our group. He's going to go to see Avatar 2. £25 for Manchester Mind. Where Mark said he's just going to huff and puff. We gave him the synopsis and we went, it's humans in blue costumes and it's shit. And he went, I will counter the expletives that follow. But what annoys me, I don't know if that last bit, and probably that fucking shambles, didn't record. But what annoys me is these bastards, Nick and Nathan, are now paying more attention to their version of Paul's song than mine. Right, so for a tenner we start. For both versions. Right, come on, John. In 98, a hero was born, he wanted more. So United came along, Lisandro Martinez, butcher of Argentina, Lisandro Martinez, butcher of Argentina, Lisandro Martinez, butcher of Argentina. Right, your version is shit.
Just in case that you didn't think that we were
going to be. Martinez!
Hallelujah, it's Martinez!
And 5, 4, 9, 6!
Rough and tough and strong and me!
It's Martinez!
Hallelujah, it's Martinez!
If your version takes off, I will cry one tonight.
Can we cut that?
Nick went, when I sang my version, he went, that's like something Rotherham would sing.
One of his body.
I dread to think. Right, so we've got to be less beery and shouting because we're a sophisticated publication who
in a beautiful
loves football.
European city.
So, how are we all? I was rough, I got lost, but I feel better by the power of beer.
Paul sharing a room with Peter Sellers.
And Charles Bronson.
What?
Diaz.
I thought you meant the serial killer.
Talk of the devil, isn't it?
He's just behind you.
What, the serial killer?
He's an actor.
Charles Bronson.
Sorry, it's a visual thing. I'm really sorry.
It doesn't work on a podcast.
I thought there's a weird, like, because I've got Jessica Lange, but I thought it's pretty odd if you have serial killer pictures in a room. It's like Peter Sutcliffe is over in room 302. That could be a niche hotel, serial killers.
Serial hotels.
Right, so, who's the most sober in talk for? I'm confident we're going to win 3-0 tonight. We are going to win.
We are going to win 3-0, and I've said all week that Ronaldo will score a hat-trick, and John's actually said Ronaldo won't even play.
No, who else is there?
I think he'll score a hat-trick.
I'll tell you, the only guarantee tonight is we won't win.
What an injury time would it us take?
Yeah, but that won't, what do you mean, like a 2-goal cushion winner? So it's not an injury time winner because we would have won before.
This is why people don't want to sing your song, man.
We were already winning. Sorry, I'm being a pedantic tosser. Yeah.
You're being a pedant after 10 minutes of singing some shiny.
To reference a prior podcast of the Please Listen Back When John Had a Beetroot Pie, I can't swim story. Shane hates it because whenever I feel really rough in the morning, I say, help me, I can't swim. And by probably the first time I did it, you had enough. But so that
you done it in Holland one time, and I found you curled up in a cafe, and you just said, help me. And I thought, we've got like 8 or 9 hours of trains left. And it culminated in about 8 hours later, after several quacks in Brussels on route home from Holland, you actually tipped a glass of wine over me. And I was quite sober. So I got home stinking of wine.
That was where your Deirdre Bardo, Confessional came out.
Tell more.
He's got a very erotic...
Deirdre Bardo in a prime was an interesting lady.
Did I say?
No.
I never noticed that.
She aroused a teenage shame.
Can I just say though,
John?
What?
That
stuck in my mind.
In a prime.
Can I just say? On this is Spanish ladies, especially in their 50s or 60s, have an elegance and a class about them. So that's apropos of nothing. And I'm talking. No, but Liz, anyway, I don't know why. Right, so that was too deep. So there's a picture of Deirdre Barlow in my face.
Dennis Taylor's
that's not your Spanish.
Right, so. Life is complicated, life is fucked, life is mad, and then sometimes life is absolutely beautiful, and you're with your best mates in the world in a tapas bar in San Sebastian. I miss my mate Rob every day of my life, and I can't emphasize enough, if you're like in a low place, and there's a few Reds who were and they've got out of it, but there's a few Reds in it now, just digging, because life turns.
Escape into comfortable places like this turns you around.
Yeah, but people don't have money, you know. I don't have the money. I can only do one. And then my world, I'll return, and I love my family, but I'll return to reality, and it'll be doomed tomorrow night. But for an hour or two today, life is absolutely beautiful.
Live for the moment.
Just an hour.
Until you've dissed my son. Right, so Nick, we need to talk. Rambling stream of conscience. Talk football. What did you watch on the coach?
So I don't want to talk about what I watch on the coach.
So for those who don't know,
me and Nick flew
to Madrid last night, and then this morning got a 7:30 bus to San Sebastian, so 6.5 hours. And for a portion of that, Nick was sat watching a Tom Brady documentary on the bus.
Look, just because your song's not very good, Barney, there's no need to get all defensive about it and start telling me that I like Joe Glazer's ponytail. Abraham's ponytail. See, you like him more than me. I caught you out there. There you go.
Joe Glazer and Abraham in the road. You are going to choose Joe, aren't you?
No, I choose either of them. I choose the door, the exit.
On serious subjects, I know I'm a knob. We're all knobs at parts. But I chatted to another Red last night late on. Concessions, again, struggles with the midweek. I can't emphasise it enough. United don't listen to this. But please start treating people as individuals, not as a mass. Listen to someone who can't make midweeks. We've got Leeds to come. They fucked over the Christmas schedule. No, but it's not fair, Danny.
The problem with that, Barney, is, you know, in days gone by when we were kids going in the 80s, the midweek games were great. And we were talking about this last night and the night before. But now the problem is the quantity of games you have to go to. And literally, it's every week.
Yes.
You go in every midweek. And I can get it when people don't want to go.
Yeah.
But I, for whatever reason, didn't go last Thursday night at the last minute.
So what? But then you do get shit. Because of an age thing, I didn't go Sunday because I wanted to be fresh for this. I knew I could have had anything, so I thought, I'm not going to go, Nathan kindly sold. But I thought, it'll ruin, I'll be so tired getting up at 4 anyone choosing. And I kept, but like, I know like the Euro away things, you do loads more than me. But because it's a Thursday, Sunday, I might have said this, but if Europa was Tuesday, Saturday, I'd love it.
The Thursday, Sunday's always shit, you know that.
It
it's a late on a Sunday, and it's not,
and it's worse for us. Well, it's not worse for us, it's the same for us when we're looking at London aways. Like me and John look at London aways, and you're like, they're always now on a Sunday, they're always half four, and you're like, it's wank, you know, compared to Saturday out Saturday or whatever, or the odd Sunday.
But you go back every Sunday, and then we sound like dinosaurs. It's like,
what, we 3 o'clock on a Saturday?
No, but also, you could wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and go, I'm going to go today to United. I'm going to pay on the gate, I'm going to get the train on the fucking station, or Gibbet. I'm going to go to Coventry, the station bar, there'd be 300 Brits in there at 11 before we did. And I know, like, we're just dinosaurs, but equally, it was a great era, because you didn't, like I always maintain, if you were 17, 18 now, you have to plan everything 2 months in advance. No 17, 18
bizarrely, I only had this conversation the other night. Watching my daughter train, I talked to the dads, and I was talking about, I don't know what, we talk about football, talk about all sorts of shit. The queuing on night games outside United, and some of the lads, City, and it's like, kids will never experience being 12 and 13, stood for an hour and a half, trying to get in the strip for them, with police horses crushing you, thinking, will I get in? Because you might not get in, yeah. Pay on the gate. And we've all been there when that turnstile door shut and you're all running to the fucking next
run
one.
Run to the paddock.
Run to the paddock. You'll never experience that. Yeah,
I thought you and your dad would make a great BBC Two series on a Sunday night. Not fishing, because that's already been done. What could you and your dad do? That was good, Botman.
I've just learned he's actually got an allotment, because we some Sapper's tomato stuff arrived. He was telling me about his allotment. I thought he was taking a minute. So I think he's going to be talking about allotment.
It was my granddad's, and then so it's been in the family all the time.
Family heirloom.
But we're saying, because I just don't like tomatoes, even though I grow.
What do you do on your allotment?
Grow veg.
Exclusively veg. Is it not too onerous? Is it not too time consuming? Have you got a shed? Yeah. What have you got in your shed? Porn, fireworks?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what, though.
We have really
he's got some cannabis
gone niche now.
We have to.
Anyway, it was a nice day out with my dad, didn't it?
This bike. Oh, you're looking at. Alright, go on then, Nick. Talk.
I'd rather not talk about fucking allotments if that's what you're asking me about. I don't know how to grow a good tomato.
What's your interest, mate, then, if it's not allotments? What do you do in your spare time?
I'm not allowed to, because I talk about Tom Brady and people shout at me, so I can't talk about the NFL.
Tom Brady video, I've heard.
You went on your own, we said last night,
video's an old word,
to Tampa. On your own back for 6 days. Yeah. I wouldn't have had the bottle to do it. Anyway, United.
We're gonna win 3-0.
3-0 Ronaldo, actually.
Right.
I've said that.
Have we got anything to add?
Paul is shaking his head.
We're capable of scoring 3 goals.
I think we'll win. I think we'll win by 2 goals. I'm just sick of hearing Danny saying Ronaldo will be every single game.
Look at the other option is. The other option is we win 1-0 or we draw or whatever, and we have to go in the playoffs. Have you seen?
No,
just let's talk about the teams that
I don't want.
Have you seen the teams that
have come down? I know you lot do,
but there's a come down. Because they're shy.
Yes.
Even though the format has changed, everyone who finished second in the group always used to play second.
Yeah. The balls will come out again.
But I said, the Europa League, I don't think there's a Champions League date on that. That's when we've got the thing. And the Europa League is massive on, like, bigging itself up. In a coincidence, there will be a massive game next round.
One conversation. You know, there will one conversation
the attention.
It's inevitable. If we did get in that,
I think Barcelona.
No, if we did get in the playoff, it's inevitable.
We've got Barcelona, Juventus,
Do we agree, though?
Are you still a Ronaldo fan, then? Or are you just doing it as a pump? I don't know.
You know, John has said since he signed that it's like playing with ten men. There's a sort of, you want the guy to do well. You've got this.
He's
sort,
an asshole.
Yeah. No. And I don't like what I've seen recently. This bullshit of the performance of not shaking Gary Neville's hand and all that crap. What's that about?
You know, 6-0 last night.
He's one of the biggest bellends.
Me and Paul had a slight disagreement. I don't think Ronaldo of 10 years would be arsed with what Gary Neville said. He's always been a knob and he's always been arsed.
I'll tell you a story.
I don't think he would have blanked
I don't
Gary
know
Neville.
If I'm
it's almost
story.
Like. Blanking Gary Neville is a significant.
Yeah, but
he's paying attention.
But the thing is, it's not in blanking. we said it a few months ago, him going over and being nice and friendly to the people on the side is a PR thing.
Yeah.
He was never doing that any other time. He only ever does it now. If there's some shit on the side, he'll go over and pretend to be really nice. And it's just like, it's all the show.
Tyson has been, who should not, no longer. I can't believe anyone's indulging him. I don't even want to talk about
it. He wasn't last year. I'm
when he was Barney, he was rubbish last year.
He was. I don't think he was.
The year before, we scored the most goals we have both.
But we didn't
last year, we scored the least.
But we didn't give him chances. There were, how many games did we lead the ground going? We've not put it on Ronaldo's head.
I don't agree with the fact he came back. He was great last year. He came back and got us out of shit on half a dozen occasions. Walked around them, threw his hands in the air, and had a face on for the rest of the time. I get that.
What do you think?
It's the best footballer potentially that's ever been. Last season, he still scored,
18 in the league, 25 in total.
So it was, third or fourth highest score in the league?
In a shit side.
And that's without giving him the chances.
Exactly.
I think even his fans would say he has to go in January. I don't think anyone's saying.
But then the other side of it is, you let anybody go, you need somebody else to replace him. We haven't got a striker.
No,
we haven't got anybody. Martial can't play more than two games on the fucking bench.
My feeling is keep him playing once every three games. He's 37.
Yeah, but there's nobody else to play, so he's playing every game.
What top striker is going to be sold in January?
Because I tell you what, if the Napoli, not Ollie Watkins, apologies, but if the Napoli striker,
found out mate Martinez when
if you wanted to buy a top player in January, you would. You'd buy anyone in the world. Someone will sell, but you have to go to a level that they won't go.
Because I'll tell you something else that might be controversial around the table, and I've said it for 5 years. Marcus Rashford is nowhere near good enough. Nowhere near good enough.
Yeah, but it's a different beast this year.
He's Sunderland material.
No.
Yes, he is.
No, he wasn't homegrown.
I'll tell you a story. 5 years ago, I went to Barcelona away. Yeah, maybe 5, 6 years ago, whatever it was. And first couple of minutes, you get one chance in a game like that.
Yeah.
And he boomed it. And I said to the guy next to me, and I remember the words at the time, was, top striker wouldn't have missed the target there, mate. Ronaldo at the time, Aguero wouldn't have missed the target.
There's a difference. I agree with that.
Constantly
and
does
we
it.
Say, but there's a difference. He's not going to take. I think I agree with that. He wouldn't do that Aguero bit. You know, like if it came to it, winning the title. But I don't think he's Sunderland. I think he's us. I think we're in a mix because we expect too much. He's doing very well. Good. Keep it going. He's a 1 in 3 forward. He prefers playing on the wing. So I don't think, he did think for a while under Ollie, you know, I might be the main man. I think he knows he's not the main man. But if you put him on a wing, like he is now, he will score 15, and that's no winger doing that.
Maybe you're right.
He's not the problem, but it's the fact that. All right, here's the thing. Paul, who would you sign? Who would you sign?
I don't know.
No,
don't know.
There's a dearth of strikers.
Who would you sign?
I'd sign Nunes from Liverpool, 150 million.
He looks good. Lewandowski went to Barcelona, he've absolutely bombed. And it's like he's gone there without a sniff, like nobody.
Yeah, but I think we've always joked on this that we'll go in for Lewandowski in 2 years when Barcelona
is too late.
Nathan's football mad. I don't watch enough football. But there is always the next Lewandowski. There's always the next Benzema. But who the fuck are they? And you hope United are finally finding it. For the first time, we haven't had a striker since Roux. Really?
Van Persie.
Yeah, but that was 1 year. I find it insulting what he did the second season, and I know Moyes was a disaster, but he gave up.
A few of them did.
If you ask me who the best striker was, the last best striker was,
that'd be
Van Persie.
A few stories about Rio. Here's the thing. Chloe asked me, I've mentioned this before, is there any manager you would have kept on? Any manager you would have kept on? Would you? Would you? Even when he shat the bed?
Yeah, yeah. Even when he went crazy to his work, even when he lost his head.
Because if you're a defender, you're like, still,
I can see why he did that. Because if we're saying... Yeah, we all know people are laughing at that. You know, like, say this on air back in retrospect. But if we'd have been Pogba and Martial and Sam Maguire that summer and another, I think we would have been in a dramatically different position. They completely shit out the board.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Completely the wrong
job. But the good thing, I said, like last week on me, the good thing that they, United are very slow.
And we need to be practical.
They finally learned their lesson.
They backed it. They might have went 6-4. Yeah. But he's the one who don't score. They backed the wrong arse.
But they backed the manager now, which is, they must have shattered it because they're going all shirts.
For me, that's the one place.
Get into the thing where he's just said to him,
John, whatever you've said is so profound.
Oh, it's hardly, it's not.
It's not.
We all know we need a new... Oh, it's fabulous. Fabulous song. We all know we need a new striker, Ronaldo, but the problem is when he's there, he causes problems. He took us from second to seventh from signing him.
Yeah, but he did.
He caused lots of infighting.
Yeah, but then Maguire should have the balls to challenge him.
Well, maybe, but he didn't. Without him, he didn't have to have the balls.
Yeah, but does that not say more about
Fernandes Maguire? Went from Will Beater to Dross. He didn't know to.
So you're blaming Ronaldo on?
Yeah, because he didn't know. Fernandes' form dropped off when we got Ronaldo because he didn't know if it was a countryman, support my countryman, or support the team. And it was split.
Yeah, but all right.
He causes problems.
Can I just
say,
in counter to that, we're Manchester United. In theory, we should have a team of 11, like 94 superstars, who grow into the role and say, Ronaldo's arrived. Yes. Not, oh, there's someone who's bigger than me in the dressing room. You know, like, and Fernandes confuses me these days because I loved him. I do love him.
100% agree. Well, that isn't what happened.
Yeah, but that can't be blamed.
But that isn't what happened.
You can't blame Ronaldo for someone
no,
else.
No, you don't blame Ronaldo for that, but that happened because we signed him.
Right, my counter to that. Nathan has always argued that the Ronaldo signing was counterproductive, and you said it from day one. I enjoyed. We had moments in a shit sit. I think Ollie was. I love him. He was on the way. Last, it would have happened. Ollie was not only not taking us to the next level. Ollie was always going to tread water after the initial buzz. Yep. Ralph is a joke. I don't think you can. It's cut enough.
There are certain critical junctures, though, where Ollie had to produce, like the Europa final against Villarreal, and it totally, completely shit out on that night.
Yeah.
He was playing for penalties after an hour when they were literally on the floor. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's the moment. I said we watched it because it was obviously COVID, six of us in a bar, and I said, we know this is the moment with the Ollie.
Like,
I think I said, didn't I? I think he'll be gone sooner rather than later, but he will always have the Europa if we'd have won it. You won the Europa League, no matter what the criticism, you know, you're a fraud. If we'd have won that, and I so wish, because I know it was COVID and only half of them usual were there, but it would have been the badge, Ollie, because he doesn't deserve the shit. We know he's not a football manager, but I want him to come back. Anyway, Coggy, hello.
Hello, how are you doing? Yeah, just
talk
on that.
Are you more sensitive than the rest of us right now?
I won't go that far, but just on the Ollie thing and that final. I mean, he's come out and said that he didn't have the quality of players on the bench to make the substitutions, and I think that's fair, to be honest. I think I'm with John on that, on Ronaldo. I think Fernandes has just shrunk as a player and a person since we signed Ronaldo. Now, you can blame Ronaldo or you can blame Fernandes for doing it, but we are, as a team, with a team spirit, we are better off without Ronaldo.
No, but when Eric arrived, what did all the rest do? fuck me, we've got someone who goes, and I think how much I love Eric when he said, I'm bigger than United. You're not. But what that statement did.
Ah, but Barney, you're talking about a different tier, a different type of mentality. You're talking about the class of 92. You're talking about the Roy Keynes of this world who followed in, and Robson, Bruce. Listen, if the team we've got today had half the strength and character of the team back when Eric came, we'd be fucking winning the league.
But what I like, there was a clip on Martinez. It might have been in the West Ham or the Sheriff game, where he, did you see it? Where he was going around every player at the end of the game, like giving him a fucking... Yeah. And I thought, he's got it. I know he's going to... He's not the second coming. He's going to have mistakes. There'll be a period when he has a baron. But he has got it.
Yeah, but Barney,
he's got the mentality.
Barney,
and Casemiro has got that mentality.
But Barney, you've hit the nail on the head there. Why wasn't Ronaldo doing that sort of thing? Why wasn't he going to the youngsters?
Yeah, but you say that. Apparently they say no, but they say at Carrington when he trains, there's still no one better.
So here's a question for you: so your and our emotion and affection from Oliver, it's 100% because we know what he's done for us, and we still have that. We had to let him go in the end. You're being blinkered with Ronaldo for the same reason.
I'm not.
Affection and love we had for Ronaldo.
He's got to go in January. But I do think it's suddenly... I don't like this I've mentioned last time. I do think in 5-10 years we won't have this. You know, Ronaldo was a great. I don't like it getting nasty. I don't like this period. But it will pass. The one thing when you're an old club, things so pass. He's got to go.
For his reputation, we need to let him go before it gets to that stage.
Yeah, but everyone knows that. He wanted to go, and Eric wanted to sell him, but he wouldn't take, apparently, the reduction in wages, or his agents wouldn't. We wanted to sell him, and Eric wanted to sell him in this summer. So it's not. And if you start that position, it's not a dig on Eric. Then
can we stop talking about Ronaldo?
But I hate to say you're always right, mate. You also said when Ollie got the job. Hang on a bit, you know, like, and when he got the contract straight away in February.
The thing is, though, he's still going to get the job at the end of the season, though. Regardless of how the season finished out, everyone still would have been calling for him to get the job, so I'm still thinking that argument.
Well,
but Nathan's no idea what he's talking about.
What upsets me, though, is this revisionism, that Chelsea where I was caught on camera being a twat. I had the time of my life since, not now, now is enjoyable. But the best moment, Stockholm apart and the League Cup final, you know, and the Bengal Cup final, the best moments I've had as a proper buzz was that Ollie off in the wheel. And it was innocent, and it was like at a time where you just go, even, you know, us seeing lots and lots at United, it just felt like, it felt a little bit special. And so I don't like when, Ollie's a cunt. No, he wasn't. No. He just... Well, that's Twitter, isn't it? That's...
If he'd have won the Europa League, our mid would that have been for him. I know we didn't, but that's fine. But like, he was so close to doing it. And look, if you're going to take fucking 79 penalties at De Gea, can't get near one of them, and always still the one that's getting the blame, I think there's some serious questions that need to be asked at United. But in regards to Ronaldo, you're talking about the moments that we've had there, for example, since Fergie left. The best moments that we had last season were all because of Ronaldo.
Yeah, but I said the other week, is that worth tarnishing the career, the memory?
I don't think it will, though. In 10 years, we're not going to go, you know what, he was a dick against Spurs. Not for me. It's like Dennis, and he didn't send us down. But the people who come up to me and go, Dennis is our king, oh, Dennis is our king, oh, Dennis is our king, they don't go, oh, he was at City for... You know, they just don't. Time changes everything. I've got a question for you, though. Who's your best? I think you're going to say Kanchelskis. Who's your favourite United winger?
Well, I mean, it's probably Ronaldo, isn't it, really? But, I mean, second choice would be Kanchelskis. Yeah, without doubt.
Yeah, probably.
Riaz, I've got a question. Sorry. Hello, Riaz.
Hey. Hi, Barney. How are you doing?
Have you had a nice trip?
So far, so good. Apart from the torrential rain, it's been great, yeah.
But we are in a bar, so that's it. Who's nice your favourite United winger? Of all time.
Oh, of all time, has to be Ronnie. Even though he's not played with the moment at the moment, I remember when he first came, I thought he was absolutely incredible. He's been a great player. He's perhaps lost his the copybook at the moment. However, yeah, Ronnie.
Favourite United winger?
Georgia.
Ah,
I know it's predictable.
Go on then, Coggy. So, tell me more.
I mean, if you come from a certain era like I did, growing up as a kid watching Best Charlton and Law, Best was just a joy to watch. You know, he was unconventional, he was tough, he beat players, he was good in the air. He danced around the pitch, it was just magical.
Well, so here's, you've read the mag, I hope. Did you think the features, like it was three or four different people, do you look at it as wasted or he'd done everything he could?
Do you know something? He won the league with United, won the European Cup with United.
By 22, 23?
Yeah. You could have, yeah. Listen. You know, in the modern era, you think he could have been at the top of his game at 33, 34. So you could argue he was wasted. But the years we had with him, he was just fucking pure magic. So, you know, yeah.
No wives for you then?
No, but you can talk about that. I mean, you can say that about Rooney. You know, if Rooney had kept himself fit, we could have had him for longer. If Robson hadn't gone in with all those, you know, crunching tackles, he wouldn't have got so injured. You can say that about a plethora of players, but...
Good work.
To watch him.
Early days.
And after six beers, words like
and
that come
Coggy doesn't usually drink.
Fuck knows what it means.
We led him astray.
Fuck knows what it means. But, yeah.
Is that right? So, I've got Mike, sorry. Favourite United winger?
There's only one. George Best.
Go on. Tell
perfect.
Me more.
Perfect. My dad brought me up on George Best. And I must say, number 11. Not 7, number 11. And that has always been my inspiration, and I just love the guy. Skill.
And
perfect.
So did you look at it as a waste or what ifs or not?
No. I appreciate what I saw of George Best, and I caught him late. 1967 was my first game, 68, 69. That goal against Sheffield United.
Oh, I get excited at perfect. This moment. Right, tell me about the Stretford End in 67 then.
Well, I was frightened of the Stretford End. I was a schoolboy paddock.
Where,
yeah. Well, where the away end is now.
Yeah, why from the off?
The Stretford end.
Did you go on your own? Or?
No, essentially I had two or three mates that I used to go to. Once my dad left me on my own, I would have been 11,
fucking
12.
Hell. Fucking schoolboy paddock. Scared to come in the Stretford
ever
winger.
I was.
Pia Kaczewskis.
Don't make us edit something out.
That was allegedly.
Favourite ever winger?
Which?
Winger.
Winner?
No, ever for United.
I'd go Steve. Ralphie Mill.
Well, I'd go Steve Cropwell. Yeah, but this is... Right, so I mentioned Andrew... I mentioned yesterday, like, Pereira, because we gave him pelters, but he reaches his level. It's not United level. But the Ralphie Mill, I know a Dundee United fan, we got him on the wane, and Archie Knox said we didn't have money, so we only had £200,000. We have to buy Ralphie Milne. But Ralphie Milne at Dundee United was a stunning player who fucking destroyed Real Madrid. You know, like it's football is right. So one like Mike. One last question. Favorite ever United game.
Barcelona.
Second leg.
No, that's got to be taken out. Barcelona.
Second leg of home to Barcelona.
Olay, or 84.
No, in 2008.
83.
Are we taking that out?
83. Sorry, I get my dates wrong.
No, I'll take it 83 out.
84, isn't it?
84.
Yeah,
84.
Right,
I was 3-0. You were right. Yeah.
No, so we can't include Barcelona that or Barcelona
that.
Go on.
FA Cup semi-final, FA Cup quarter-final replay against Wolverhampton Wanderers 1976.
Now we're gonna win the cup. Na 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 na.
We didn't, by the way, but anyway.
So
let offside though.
Yeah.
So I'm with two old school guys that have been there since the 70s. So mine is a modern, well, fairly modern, 99. It was when Solskjaer scored in the FA Cup game against Liverpool because thought they'd won it, and I'm thinking,
do you know where Kerry? He's not. I because we had to move in K stand. We were J stand, the two
next
seats
them.
Next to them. And
what a view that must
and
have been!
A copper bizarrely just went. You really need to calm it down now because I might have to nick you.
No.
I just went
ballooning, complete ballooning.
That was a great. But I always maintain, like Ollie Charlton.
sorry, York, Charlton, set the tone. I think that was January. We didn't do it just once that season.
No, I know.
We did it 20 times. From Borough, from the Borough defeat, you just, that team. Yeah. Oh, right. Favourite ever game, Barcelona's not included.
Tonight.
Scouse busting cup final.
96?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great one. We are blessed. We are lucky.
What Coggy said, FA Cup replay 1976. But if we want to throw another game in, Sunderland 1974-5 season.
See, we can't compete against the old school boys.
People laugh, but for me, my favourite ever United game that I've ever been to was Stockholm final in 2017, because I never thought to see United in a European final. I wasn't old. I was 33. I was never old enough to go to the treble. I never had the money. I was still in uni when we won it in Moscow, and then in Rome as well. I was broke, so to see United in a European final for me will always, forever and ever be Stockholm beating
Ajax. I will say, and it's not a brag,
because it's a shit answer, but
no. But I absolutely came the credit card. But I said to, I was Chloe still, like, I missed 99. I never did Rio. I never did Japan because I was skint. So I said, as soon as I got back from Moscow, I'm caning my credit. I'm going. I'm not. And I have to say, and a mate, a dear mate, I'm not saying that because I'm not slagging him up, he didn't get it. But I actually cried my eyes out in Japan. Cried like tears at the end, champions of planet Earth. Because I thought, I've seen United do everything. And there's a lad, blatant mag plug, but in the next issue, he's written a book on the Intercontinental Cup, and we're going to do extras. But we were in a strange, and I went 97 on the pre-season tour in Japan, and it was totally different. But I cried tears because I thought, I can now know that I've seen my team in my eyes. How lucky. And I moan all the time, but I've seen them do everything. How lucky.
I had to pick him up off the floor.
So, right, last one. You've got your game. Go on.
Favourite game I always been to, 5-2 against Spurs. We went 2-0 down. Luka Modric, Robbie Keane.
What about Sheffield United at home, where we had a shot after 70 minutes? Right, last question. What's your favourite United song?
We've seen it all. We've seen it all.
I had the wings of a sparrow. I had the ass of a crow. I'd fly over main road tomorrow and shit on the bastards below.
Right. Cheers, everyone. It's a come down now. Nick and Nathan look tired. The 2-hour break. So I wasn't in the home end. I wasn't in the home end. The home fans were brilliant, and I thought the atmosphere was really good. I wasn't in the home end. A few observations. A very, very strange game. If we'd have really wanted that, we'd have definitely got it. The only thing, and it's not Eric, but it is a criticism, unless he's making a point to the board. But that Maguire thing is one of the oddest things I've ever seen. Like, because it wasn't 2 minutes to go, or 90 minutes or up, 5 minutes, you know, 5 minutes of Maguire. It was 80 minutes or 78 minutes or whatever. Like, I don't know the subs.
It wasn't a centre back being pushed forward. He brought on
to go wide. I mean, like, what's he going to do at wide?
You've got to play a long ball.
Okay, so. I don't know the subs.
We did try and play that long ball a bit, but
it didn't work. But it didn't. I don't know if you saw, because now I've sobered up on my hate of the week as UEFA selling non-alcoholic lager. I thought it was a good team performance, but nothing individually. No one really, apart from Martinez, who I now think is probably the greatest player I've ever seen in my life. I'm really in that party. But on the Maguire thing, I don't know the subs, but why not Charlie McNeil? Why not bring him on? Like, I don't know if he was a sub, but bring an actual striker who is a striker on. So that was a little bit, and I don't know, someone's just put a quote where he says, we weren't in the process, so I brought it on to change things up. But I just thought, and it's almost, considering I was a bit critical 2 days ago about Maguire and his lunges, it's almost a bit insulting on Maguire, like, and I'm going to put you on as a defender. It all just got weird, the substitutions.
It was
were
weird.
Really
it was,
weird.
I think, but even like starting Donny, see, like, I know that. Like Garnacho played well last week, and I think when he scored and he did well, and I think that was, and I think I think the Donny starting was an odd one for me, because it's he did nothing. I don't think he did anything, and I think
it's just pure minutes, wasn't it, to get minutes in the bank. No, but like
what goal? Like it meant that Bruno was out wide. Bruno was out wide. He was all right, but we missed his energy in the middle because.
Bruno pissed me off a bit today because I just thought, I don't know.
But is that because he was out of position?
Well, that's
like,
right, yeah. He's not.
But that's not, I don't think that's his fault.
No.
It just felt odd.
Yeah,
it,
the whole thing. But I thought,
it felt
one away. How many European aways have we actually ever won? Not many. You know,
it felt like one where it was like, a win is a bonus. No, but I think they were just like, not saying it comes from above, because we've said that
automatic cup scheme. They want the fucking money in.
We've
the bank.
Said that, but it's only I doubt that's actually what his mindset was. But it's almost like if we win, it's a bonus.
Yeah.
Which is a shame when we've all got up for it, and it's like we want to win, and it's like we could win this, and then but it just it got to a point where it's like we're not going to score again. But they weren't good.
That was
frustrating.
They settled I wasn't in their
end. It got to about 70
minutes. The fans said.
It got to about 70 minutes and then they stopped.
For them.
And that was it.
And it's not meaning to be insulting. 36,000, they clapped. And it isn't meaning to be insulting. But you go here and it's a proper local, like United is in essence, but United ignore it. It's a community, there's family. And they are very proud to be in the Europa.
Yeah.
Automatic, whatever not. So they had a sense of, so they just went for we're gonna do whatever it takes. The elephant in the room, better not mention it to you, Nathan, but it's been painful. Newcastle, painful. West Ham tonight was, oh my god, it's really painful. And we didn't in their end have screens. We had screens.
Not that you were in their end.
No, I wasn't in their end. It was painful watching him, and I almost thought.
Who are you talking about, Barney?
I almost thought the booking was him trying to tell himself, "I've got to do something," like to make, because he was doing very unmonny things. You know, even was it Yale had the kick?
He was
awful. No, he was awful.
In the first half, I think I said to you, didn't I? I was like. Garnacho played really well in the first half. He obviously scored the goal, but there was a couple of times where he legged it back and was putting in work, and it's like that's you want everyone to do that. And it's like there was a couple of times where he was doing that, and it's like it's just being Ronaldo, and that, not to put on Ronaldo, and it's just like he's just doing this for Ronaldo, like he's putting in that extra work so Ronaldo doesn't have to do it. But he did.
And
like,
the kid has got it, the talent. The set, almost like the goal was brilliant.
He set up the goal. We'll give him that. He set up the goal.
The second chance he had was even better. Like, he excites me. Like Anthony with his hands. I just think we're at a real critical. It just can't carry on. It can't. Sorry, you've never seen. Shane, have you got any observations on that?
I thought it was a very disappointing second half. I thought after the goal,
but it seems
strange.
We've won.
I think Nathan, I was next to Nathan and Nick in the crowd. Like Nathan said, they're a poor side, a poor team. And,
adios.
The game was there taking when we were 1-0 up, and I thought we created very little in the second half.
Yeah.
And then it's a bit like, okay, you can say the manager, that's what he gets paid for, made a few gambles in sort of formation and subs and stuff. But it's like when Harry Maguire come on, okay, if Harry Maguire gets it on his head and wins it for us, brilliant. But then they just sort of like kept passing to each other and not seemed to be, no one wanted to cross the ball at one point. And I know it's easy to watch it as a fan and the other team, Sociedad were kind of closing down, a lot of men behind the ball, but it's still we created very little, didn't really test the keeper. So I thought it was a very disappointing second half.
I felt
it was poor, basically.
The one not been in there, and but I had a lot. I was chatting. He was so nice. But he went. He did. Like, it's interesting because we don't talk because we hate most of our rival fans. But talking to, and he went, Ronaldo old, and he just went, yeah.
but
and that he went. It's quite funny, the boo, you know, because they were doing the boo instead of Sue, and he went. Even then, we've just lost a bit of second half.
So the.
But Maguire, I didn't like Maguire up front.
The massive positive was like the goal. Like, doing the world a good, he's done brilliant.
Well, he's a kid who excites. Well, I mean, we have got winger, but we've got, I said in the group, I don't know, this is like one of those things, but it's almost, is Eric saying to the board, I'm fucked. You know, like, if you get me a striker now, this whole changes in January. And as I say, like, oh, you can't get anyone in January, but yeah, you can't get anyone for 40 million. But if you pay 80 million, you get fucking whoever you want. So get the fucking striker, because he could win us the
Listen, this is not like a disaster. Like, we still qualified, and we have to play an extra game. It's a simple
No,
like,
and I said,
like,
they took a great pride. And see, they took such a pride tonight. They're so happy. Like, as a cultural thing, I've not no. So it's not that. And Eric might say, two extra games, I'm going to learn about my players more. But we have that whole season now. And it's not a criticism. We look much better at defensively. We have got a goal scoring problem. And we've got a goal scoring problem. But we've had a goal scoring problem since game one. You know, we are not scoring many goals.
So, this is a really
This is what non-alcoholic fucking beer does for you in a ground.
This is a really...
Because I'm sober. I was sending this lot photos.
I see them.
Yeah, but I was just doing it. It wasn't. It was fucking non-alcoholic. And I almost cried. No, but they had bottles of wine. And the lad said, like, I could get sacked if you... And I'm just saying, it's staring at me. I've got a bottle of wine in my face. Like, feed me that wine. But you can't, can you? Because you don't want to be an oaf.
Where was that? Were you and Mark in the corporate thing?
That was Den Haag, yeah. Let's not mention that.
I was going to go for a
random... I didn't do that.
I quickly do a random tangent, which is pretty boring, but it was like... I'm just looking at Nick's T-shirt, which obviously listeners can't see, but we go. I'll describe it in a minute. But he's a very... He wears it well. But listen. When my lad had a tattoo done, and when he was thinking about having a tattoo before he was old enough to have a tattoo, I said, if you get one, I'm getting one, to try and embarrass him in not having one. And I've never had a tattoo. And so Connor said recently, he had a tattoo, he said, you said if I got one, you were having one. You've got to have one, you're going to have one. So I'm like bottling it a bit. But the one I thought,
can we choose
it? Evie has to
how
do
about
it.
Listen, the Manchester Mind. Highest bidder chooses
your tattoo. I thought, if I forced it, I would have a little tattoo. It was the MUFC stick man. I thought I might do.
Deidre Barlow.
Yeah. Pardon?
On your chest.
That would be too far. Too far.
No, I could really take you this conversation.
You couldn't capture. You couldn't capture a beauty link. But the Nick has got a very nice MUFC stickman T-shirt on, and I think it would make a good
tattoo.
It does
look good. But
I said that before.
You're glazing
love. You could do it instead of people doing like, you know, like love and hate on the knuckles. You could have like Deidre Barlow on one arm and Alan Keegan on the other.
Deidre and Ken. Which one do you want to face tonight?
It was a great trip. This.
No, it's been great. And I'll tell you what, they weren't in the home end either. A couple of the Burnage lot and a kid who hasn't bunked school to get here. United and family, and like all our moans, and I've said it about 80 times this week, all our moans. United is that I've known Mickey here for fucking too long. But it's the bind. It's all like, no, I don't mean it. No, but it's all I've ever done in my life. Enforced through mum, but then enjoying all I've ever done is this. All I ever know is United. All you ever know is United. And we are combined by, and we're in a bar in the back streets of San Sebastian, and you say, Mickey, hit me with your ribbon stick.
I'm just thinking of that. I can't deal with that microphone on this one. It's weird.
Well, Shane hated in a pub. I got it out in a pub in Chelsea, and he actually looked like I'd fucking brought the bubonic plague into the pub. He couldn't move quicker. But I look like a twat anyway, so knows what. Right, Nick, Nathan?
Gotta be exhausted. I don't know about you.
What time did you wake up?
Four a.m.
Not through choice.
Not through
like,
choice.
Where we're staying.
But you were mentioning your hate of the week. My hate of the week is hostels. People might like hostels, and they understand that, and they get that. Oafs like hostels. Nathan likes hostels. Cretins like hostels. I cannot stand them. Not that I'm above them. Not because it's like some sort of like I'm better than them. It's nothing like that. But the concept of a hostel is odd. Bunking with like four or five other blokes in a room that you don't know. And then it's odd, and you get a locker. And I've not done it since me and Nathan went to Luxembourg fucking for a gig fucking years ago. That's the last time. I mean, got there last night and I was just looking at this guy giving me the key and I thought, I fucking despise Nathan. So, I was so angry looking at Nathan last night. You get your own safe in a room. And I was looking at Nathan last night and I thought,
how many people did you share a room with?
There were six beds and obviously we had two of them, so there was another four random Spanish people.
Oh, not like Americans and stuff.
Well, no, I can remember
a quick tension. We, me, Eddie, Rob, God, we went to Amsterdam in about 87. And spontaneity that doesn't exist, so doing that, we just said, oh, we can get off the fucking train, just get a hotel off by the docks, you know, the river. So we got a shithole that was part brothel, part bar, but great place. We had a fucking time of life.
Sure you did.
But the bloke went, yeah, there's five of you. Do you want an extra person in the room? No, 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 no. And he went, no. Do you want an extra person in the room? And well, we're like, where exactly is this?
It wasn't so we declined.
That long. Yeah, no, we declined, but forevermore, I think. I wish I'd had the sixth person in the room. Just to find out. Right.
What was that?
So,
you definitely don't want to find out.
So, but what about the snoring and all that?
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
I am over it now. Like, you know, I'm
not fucking over it.
No, I mean, I'm over using hostels.
Oh, what? That's done.
Yeah.
Well, how bad was last night? What happened to you both last night? This looks...
No, but... Listen.
You look broken.
You see the film The Hangover.
We didn't get there till past 10 o'clock last night.
I was going to say, he was in and out.
And we left by half 6.
So what happened in the...
So why was that spending...
6 hours?
Yeah.
What happened in the 6 hours?
I want to talk about it.
We'll leave it.
On that note.
Right, what happens to the hostel stays?
What did you think of the game, mate? This is
massively disappointing.
Really?
Second half, yeah.
I mean, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to explain.
Because we never laid a glove on in the second half. You can't remember the keeper making a save. And then I don't know what it says. You have to bring a... you've seen that before. You bring a centre-half on to... Lob out of front, but then there's no width. Like, where was the width to give him some
line? Went out wide.
Yeah, so
that's what happened. I'd say it's got to be a message, hasn't it? Because that's.
I think so.
I think, it's not. I made a dramatic. Him out when I, at that time, I said to the bloke, because he was asking, I said, like, Martinez, Argentina, Ganacho, you might see come on a sub.
Yeah,
and we were talking about the game, and I said, I can remember Vidic, like Sunderland, where he scored, but that's 90 minutes. I've never seen them.
But then, obviously, like, Anthony's injured. Like, yeah, I don't know, is Sancho, Sancho on the bench? Like,
no, I don't know. How is Sancho not getting minutes unless he's injured? We're not very authoritarian on it. But then put Charlie McNeil. That's what he does. Unless you're giving him a kid a go, and it's working for Ganacho. Which is the positive. I don't know. And it's like, hopefully, Budapest and onwards.
Just in that. Another cup of game could do without, really.
Favourite United song and favourite winger?
Favourite winger?
Yeah.
Stevie Coppell.
Right.
Without a doubt, I know Giggs and Bex. Well, Bex weren't a winger, but Giggs was a Chelsea, but Stevie Coppell.
Happy days. Right, and favourite United song? Here's one for Mario, interrupting your hairdressing, bastard. We've won the league, we've won the cup, we've been to the division, so... Yeah. Right, are we done?
Yeah.
Done the trip. Until we're arrested later, we won't.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
I love Manchester United.
It's just brilliant.
It is. And everyone, if you can. I can only do one a season. costs and all that. Come to San Sebastian. It's the greatest city on earth. I literally tried to get the bloke's address, like, can we stay here? Do you live in the beach area? Like, fuck off if you're in the flats in the back. Right, cheers, lads.